Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. While in prayer this morning at 6 a.m. as I begun my daily ritual, my daily time of morning prayer, as I'm interceding and praying and lifting up the names of people before the Lord and prophesying, the Holy Spirit whispered in my ear and spoke to me concerning you. And the Lord began to speak to me and say, he says, tell my servant that I have brought them into a time of change, a shifting. For he says, I'm shifting the atmosphere for thee, a time of movement. But yet do not allow uncertainty to have its place in thee. And I'm freeing you up from some things that has been a hindrance. And you will move into a time of detachment, a time of letting go. And you're going to explore the things of the Spirit. For the Lord says, I'll give thee freedom in this season. And you will see that you will come into a time of a brand new movement, a time of excitement, a time where I'm removing the restrictions. You will step into a time where you're going to see change. For the Lord says unto thee, that my glory does rest inside of thee. And I will bring you into a time where I will cause your visions to come to the forefront. For I have gifted thee as a visionary. And you will come into a time of greater freedom, a time of adventure, a time of expansion. And yet God says, do not allow rebellion or rebellious people to be around thee. For the Lord says unto thee, that your gift, your talent shall make room for thee. And you will step into a time where there'll be great liberty in the realm of the Spirit. And you're going to see much movement. For I heard Father further say unto me, that there's a strong and there shall be a strong urge for change and a real need for some things. And yea, I heard him say unto me, that I have caused thee to be one that has great ideas. You have a great intellectual mind. And yet, he says unto thee, that he has placed a power in thee. And as you learn to become so much more adaptable to things by trusting me, you're going to begin to see that God's going to begin to remove the stressful things from around thee. He's going to begin to allow you to choose your friends and your surroundings with great care as you listen to the voice of the Lord. Now, the Lord says, do not let the spirit of procrastination have its place in thee. For the Lord further says, that I will bring you into a season and a moving of the Spirit. And yet he has gifted thee with the ability of a salesperson. You have the ability to sell things. You have the ability to speak for things. And they will manifest. And you're going to delve into the deeper mysteries of my word. And yet at times it's hard for you to stay in one place because change excites you. And yet God says, do not allow the spirit of impulsiveness or the spirit of worry or doubt to have its place in thee. And you're going to see that I do this thing in thee. You will come into a time of new wisdom and new knowledge. For the Lord further says unto thee, that I'm shifting things for thee. And you will see a major shift in some things. And God will bring harmony and remove discord from around thee. For the Lord says unto thee, that you will see that your fine intellect is going to be capable of some high honors. And I will bring thee into a time of great truth. And you will see that there shall be a hunger and a thirst for the deeper things of the Spirit. And you will see that even during the next 12 to 14 months shall be a time where you will see greater ease. And you will step into a season of a new hope. And yet there is a prophetic gifting that God has placed inside of thee. For you will step into a season and a cycle where you're going to be able to choose many things. There will be many chances for change. For the Lord says unto thee, that I have placed my word inside of thee, and yet you are a writer. There's a scriber in thee. You have been gifted with a vivid imagination that's going to bring inspired messages from the realm of the kingdom. And yet God says you must remain positive. and you will rise to new heights. For the Lord says, do not allow the spirit of envy or jealousy to have its place in thee. For the Lord says unto thee that you're going to begin to see some very good outcome for some things, and I will bring thee into a season of greater harmony. For the Lord says that you will step into a time of a great shifting. You will step into a time where the Lord says, I'm going to even touch thy head, and I will remove nervousness from around thee. Be not impulsive, but move according to the things of the Spirit. For the Lord says, it shall be a time of a new glory. It shall be a time where you will step into new perceptions. It shall be a time where you shall begin to see the spirit of healing flowing for thee, through thee, and around thee. And as you go up in my presence, you will come into a time of new strength. For the Lord says, I guarantee that I'm going to bless thee. My friend, I want you to get a miracle seed and a $41 according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Help me spread the gospel. I'm going to go into a major revival. My deepest desires, my deepest love is to minister to God's people, is to intercede for God's people. My deepest longing is to prophesy the word of the Lord into the lives of people and help the people of God. I need your help to help me spread the gospel and declare the goodness of the gospel. I want you to get your seed into the ground, into the kingdom of God within the next 24, 48 hours. Perhaps even sooner than that. I want to thank you for allowing me to minister the word of the Lord into your life. God says, watch your environment and watch who you have around thee. There is someone whose intentions are not of me. God says, do not trust them. Do not trust them. Do not trust them. And as you stay in my presence, I will take you into new heights. Prayer and meditation and staying in my presence shall be the thing that shall bless thee. For I have brought you into a season of transformation that God's going to touch family in a brand new way. God says, begin to pray and anoint loved ones and relatives and children or sisters or brothers around thee. Pray for them. And as you speak the word, I will do a new thing in them. Know that a glory shall rest upon thee, and God shall crown thee with favor. New doors and new opportunities, new avenues where you will have liberty in the Spirit. God says, liberty in the Spirit, liberty in my presence. Thank you for moving in faith. God bless you.
Dear friend, I've already poured my heart out. I've given to you what Father has spoken to me concerning you. As an additional gift, when you release your seed, the company of prophets will also do an additional prophecy for you with your miracle seed. I'll get that out to you via email. Thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping me spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Peace.